Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and it is yet another Monday episode on the final week of the year 2021.
And here's to hoping 2022 is a little bit less stupid.
Yeah,
but it's not looking promising.
Well, hopefully it'll result in the very least some drop charges on the Crypto 6. That would be nice. 2021,
that would be a good outcome.
Pretty awful year, all things considered, in a lot of ways. But, you know, we're still here. And
most of us.
Things could be a lot worse.
Well, some of us. Yeah. Really, it's not even most.
Things could be worse, though. That, yeah. All things considered. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We got stuff to talk about tonight, including, is TikTok making teens even more effed in the head than they already were? We're going to get into that on the way. Plus, trusting the science. Bonnie, you want to talk about that. Of course, phones are open here. If you want to join us at 603-283-6160, we'll talk about the Matrix and is it trans propaganda? There's a lot of talk out there about that right now.
Did those rumors come up before or after the Wachowski brothers transitioned?
Oh, after, of course.
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
Because I was like, if that happened after, that would be kind of crazy.
The basic storyline of how it played out is that they transitioned, which caused people to review the movies, and they started looking
in
for
a new light.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, well, this is clearly, it's just all an allegory for being trans.
How didn't we see it before?
Right. And it, because it was never an allegory for being trans, as the directors have said.
Wait, did they say that?
They didn't explicitly say it's not an allegory for being trans, but they did.
Allegory.
Doing that. We had this discussion before the show.
Yeah.
But they did explicitly say that they don't know themselves how much being trans affected the script, right? So if they don't know how much being trans in the back of their heads was affecting the script,
It obviously wasn't consciously written for that.
Yeah, it was very clearly not intentionally a trans allegory.
We can talk about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And latest news out of the tyrant state of New York, the Empire State, is that apparently now there is a statewide mask mandate back in effect, or people who are going to different businesses can show proof of vaccination. So it's now a proof of vaccination / mask mandate. So it's not as tight of a restriction as New York City, where you have to show proof of vaccination across the board to go out and do things, indoor activities.
But that's not scientific. Talk about following the science. That's not scientific at all. All of the science suggests that the Omicron variant is basically immune to the vaccines, or the vaccines offer very little, if any, protection against the Omicron variant.
Well, so I'm sure the government people aren't saying that.
They don't want to admit it, but yeah.
I've seen news saying that Omicron is basically a cold.
Yes.
Yeah, it's less powerful, but for some reason it will still affect people who are vaccinated just as much as unvaccinated people.
Because the vaccine is a bunch of hokum.
Despite, fascinatingly enough, I mean, you would expect a vaccine-resistant strain of the virus to rise in a country where more than 50% of the population is vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But this came from Africa, which has the lowest vaccination population in the world.
Okay.
But so it's surprising to me that this vaccine-resistant strain came out of a place where the vaccine isn't very common.
You're taking
in the
their
first
word
place.
For it.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, who said that it came from Africa? Probably the government people.
Well,
would be my guess.
I think the World Health Organization. So essentially, yeah.
So, who knows?
Good point.
I mean, who's to say that the same variant couldn't come from multiple places? I don't know.
And how did they trace it back to like the original people being like, "Oh yes, this is clearly the country where it came from"?
Hard to say.
I suspect they said, let's call this the African strain or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the narrative is, there's no reason I should buy it because it's being promoted by people who seek to benefit from it.
And they have been benefiting.
Yeah. I don't know if there's really... I didn't want to dig into this story. I just thought it was an interesting point that, okay, here's your first vaccine kind of mandate. It's just the mask is your way out of having to have the vaccine at the moment in New York State. Of course, you know, I presume there's still exemptions for medical reasons, but obviously the mainstream media doesn't look into the actual details of these things.
Isn't it humorous that most of a significant portion of the people who are vaccinated are still going to wear a mask when they go to these places anyway?
Oh, yeah. They're true believers.
So it's kind of like this won't help anyone, right? Because the people who aren't vaccinated aren't inclined to wear a mask either.
I would hope not. I mean, there's still a large amount of compliance out there. Would you guys say that the Keene people, now that Keene has the new mask mandate again, are being more compliant than they were? Are they? Have you noticed a difference between, let's say, 2 weeks ago and now as far as mask compliance when you've been out and about?
Masks are definitely up. Okay. As far as people wearing them.
At the Moose Mart, they're definitely up, but I don't know if these people are all from Keene or just from around, because our regulars, they don't wear masks.
Hmm.
But the people I see coming in, I've seen a lot more people coming in wearing masks, but I don't recognize them. So
okay.
Enforcement, however, from businesses is way down. I see their employees wearing masks, a lot of them at least, but I have yet to have anyone tell me, oh, you have to have a mask. And I would ignore it if they did. Okay, call the cops then. I've seen how this plays out. Go ahead. I'll just not identify for them, and then I'll just go home, and that will be the end of it.
Well,
it's unenforceable.
Probably know who you are.
You could probably go home before they got there, because it took
That's
so
also
long.
True. I just like, okay, fine. But see, then I wouldn't get the drink or whatever I was there to get.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I've not seen any kind of enforcement of this whatsoever. A lot of places don't have any signage up, and some places have counter signage up. So there's a place here in downtown Keene called the Poor House. The owner of the Poor House, a lady named Dory, she's been kind of off and on friendly with the activists in the area over the years, but she's been in touch with me throughout a lot of this.
She'll be a lot friendlier with the activists now that she realizes, oh, you know, if I'm inviting these people, they're going to show up here every week and buy drinks.
And there is a sign on her door about, we respect your rights, masks not required, like a big green and white sign. That,
like, biggest sign on the door.
Yeah, makes it crystal clear
Nice. What
her position is. Because before, when the first mask mandate was in place last year, she was a little more quiet about it.
Yeah,
like
a lot of people just tried to slip under the radar.
Yeah, just not enforcing it on their customers. Although there was a couple times we went in there just by chance, over a year ago, Bonnie, when you were first visiting Keene, and like the doorman was kind of enforcing it, so it just kind of depended on who the staff was. But now it's the official policy.
It was like
at her place.
He said you had to wear it just to go sit down, and we were at the first table.
And I didn't do that.
I suspect the difference is that the last mandate would have fined the business for allowing you to be there. Versus
that's right.
This newer iteration that fines the individual who actually is not wearing a mask. Instead
if
of the
they
business.
Get a warning, a verbal warning first, and then a written warning after that. And as we discovered at the Mighty Moose Mart, when they were testing this enforcement, they actually... A friend of the business came by and got a free lunch for allowing them to call the police on him.
Welcome to Keene, man. That is one of the most Keene ways to start a story ever.
As long as he agreed to hang around until the police actually got there so they could say whatever it is the police are going to say about this. And apparently the cop did not look like he wanted to be there at all.
And to make it even more Keene, the guy wouldn't identify himself.
Well, right. The cop said, do you want to give me your name so I can give you this verbal warning? Because they have to have a way of tracking it, right? So if you were to go to freekeene.com, scroll through a couple of the articles, scroll down a little bit, you'll get to the one that's Keene Council ignores people and business owners passes mask mandate 10-3. The full video is in there of all the testimony from where like 80% of the people that showed up to testify were against the mask mandate.
I would say 80 is low. It was like...
Maybe 90%, but it was... I would say roughly 80% of the room was
I don't think there was
mask.
5 people that went up there and testified for it, if you're not counting the
there
stupid
were at least
doctor.
5 of them. Well, I counted all those people. I mean,
okay,
almost
if you're counting the doctor,
were,
maybe there was 5, but there was...
The bulk of the people who were for it worked for the hospital. So, I mean, besides the people that were there for the hospital, it was probably one or two people that were pro-mask mandate.
And isn't the sergeant whose department is in charge of enforcing this crap, isn't he out there on Facebook saying, hey, look, don't enforce this, it's bad.
The lieutenant.
One of the police lieutenants is speaking out and telling people, not only, he's not saying they won't enforce it, he's saying don't obey.
He's saying,
he's telling people not to obey.
Yeah, do not comply.
And, like, mass non-compliance. And the funny part is, he was one of the bad guys in Derek J's victimless crime spree. So he's come a long way in the last decade. More coming up here. You can join us. Free talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. lines open here. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It is refreshing to see a larger level of disobedience here in Keene, New Hampshire. There was a lot of compliance with the mask mandate last year. Like, it felt like over 90%+ of the people in most stores were complying. But now, not so much.
I suspect some of it has to do with staffing shortages as well. I mean, the people still out there working. They're tired, they're exhausted, they're sick of dealing with angry customers. The last thing these people want to be doing is giving their customers a reason to be angry.
Yeah.
Like, the power trip enjoyment phase of that is long gone for them. They're just tired. They want to do their jobs and be left alone.
And then you've got the Keene Police Lieutenant Jason Short, who's posting on Facebook. Now, apparently this post was taken down after it started to stir up some controversy.
No. It's forever once you put it on the internet. Sorry.
Somebody got a screenshot of it and it ended up in the newspaper. The Keene Sentinel, so that's where I got it from. Quote, remember the bad guys in movies don't know they're bad, but they think they're doing the right thing, he puts that in quotes, for the benefit of society. It's only when the, quote, good guy, unquote, stands up to them that they realize they're wrong. Citizens need to stand up and stop simply complying to this nonsense mandates.
I can't believe that came from a cop.
I know.
That is like what libertarians have been saying about cops for the last 25 years.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Even when he came up to Ian and I on the street and he said that he actually agrees with the protest that was going on
this
down the street.
This was weeks before this, by the way.
Yeah, like months before this. Yeah. He said, I actually agree with y'all on this protest. And it was people protesting mandatory vaccinations.
Right.
And he didn't go that far. He didn't go half that far. He was just like, yeah, I agree with you. But
maybe next he'll realize that the same principles apply to things like the drug war and speeding violations and all of this other nonsense that he's out there probably still enforcing.
That's what Ian brought up to him, the drug war. And he said, now you realize it's not okay to tell people what they can and can't put in their body, like when you were prosecuting people for having marijuana. And he said, I'm not going to make that apples to oranges comparison.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for that
maybe
jump.
Maybe one day.
But hey, you know what? I still am going to say he's right on this one. And I wrote up an article over at freekeen.com if you want to learn more about the police lieutenant. And one of the interesting parts about this story, and credit goes to the Keene Sentinel for digging this one up, it's probably one of the more interesting pieces that they've done this year.
But they thought that it would be like, everybody will be mad at this police chief.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely designed to gin up controversy and make people angry about, how dare this police officer disobey? How dare he say that you should disobey our precious city ordinances?
You know, I wouldn't mind even the idea of cops if they were regularly just like, yeah, don't comply with this.
Okay, absolutely. Cool. That would actually be really cool if the police were kind of a final check and balance on the legislature, where if the legislature passes some dumb prohibition, the cops just say, yeah, we're not going to enforce that.
No, that's what they're kind of doing with this mask mandate, and I hated to admit it, but I admitted it last week they're kind of being a check and balance on this.
Right, but that's what they should do more often. They should have the same level of awareness about other prohibitions.
It's just because this one affects them. They don't want to wear masks.
Yeah,
Their little cloth masks they wear.
They didn't wear masks the first time, did they?
No, most of them didn't. Some did.
Like, I recently came across that cop block video from one of the nightcaps that we did where the cops weren't wearing masks.
But there was another video from one of the nightcaps where one of the cops was.
Okay.
So it was hit and miss depending on which officer I think you were dealing with. But the other interesting part about this is, of course, the Sentinel in trying to stir up the controversy and make Jason Short look like he's the bad guy. They went to the police chief to get a comment about his employee, right? Like, oh, how could he be doing this, speaking out like this? And instead of throwing him under the bus, the police chief actually covers for him. Now,
wow.
That's kind of what you would expect a police chief to do for his officer, right? Like in the same way that they cover for their cops if they shoot somebody or, you know, commit,
kill someone, yeah.
You know, some other violent act. But in this case, it was interesting because, you know, the political times would lead one to think that a higher up would say, well, he shouldn't be doing that. This is a serious COVID, blah, blah, blah. You know, like that's what you would expect. But no, in this case, he told the reporter that, quote, Lieutenant Short will enforce the ordinance consistent with my guidance and in the same spirit as all of our officers, regardless of his personal feelings. But he went on to say that the Keene police doesn't tell their officers they can't have an opinion about things, especially if they're off duty.
Right.
So he says, look, just because Jason Short works for the government doesn't mean he doesn't have a right to free speech. It's essentially what the police chief told the newspaper. And it's like, yeah, that's true.
I guess my question now would be, what is the guidance that the police chief has given them?
He didn't say.
Yeah.
Which is a sleazy, you know, like a slimy way of worming his way out of actually making that statement, right? He's just making it sound like he's given them some sort of guidance, which could very well be, guys, well, it could have been that, or it could have just been, use your discretion. And that's ultimately what the point of the Free Keene article is to inform people that, hey, guess what? Police officers do have discretion. And it's not something that they put on display very often.
Right.
It's not something that they really want to advertise that is an option for them because
but they obviously
believe.
Do, and people realize that a cop sit their own Route 101 by my house all the time watching people speed by.
And that's discretion.
And they don't do anything about it, right? But sometimes they do, and it's just completely arbitrary most of the time whether they're going to do something about it or not.
You should do what I do. Now, whenever I'm at work, I will report cops if they're around where I work and they're sitting there speed trapping. I'll report them on Waze.
It's not a bad plan.
I don't think they're really speed trapping most of the time they're sitting there. I think they're just chilling and hanging out.
I've seen them do it.
Well, whatever they're doing, they should be reported. I mean,
sure.
It doesn't hurt to report them because, you know, for the most part, they are still out there arresting peaceful people. I mean, kudos to the Keene police on this particular issue.
But it wasn't Jason Short who responded at the Moose Mart, was it?
No.
It was some other cop who also did not want to deal with this nonsense.
They said, I wasn't there, but they said that he stepped out of his car, did a big sigh, looked really defeated, slowly put on his mask like he didn't want to, and slowly walked in just with a... This is...
Well, he knew where he was going, right?
Sure.
Presumably, yeah. So he knew what he was walking into, and it probably was not the highlight of his day.
Even when he came in, he was just like, so what do we have here?
And then they went to the city manager, Elizabeth Dragon, looking for comment on whether Short could be disciplined. Can you punish this officer for what he has done?
That's not the way it works.
Speaking...
Well, she didn't even answer the question. She didn't even return the phone calls. So, and that's because her answer, if she were being honest, would have to be, no, we can't punish him because he's just speaking out. And no, he has discretion. He is not obligated to enforce because there's a lot of people like Jason Short got a raft of S on social media from all those ignorant people that think your police officer is supposed to enforce the law without thinking about it. You know, like there's really a mentality out there.
That's not what
people.
They do, though.
No.
They can walk right by you getting murdered if they so choose.
Well, they're supposed to actually enforce felonies, violent felonies in progress if they
are
see
they?
A violent... They aren't supposed to use discretion on that, as
sure
I understand
have.
It. But if you want to, you know, correct me if I'm wrong about that, 603-283-6160, you can join us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is shortening the recommended times people need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. The agency cutting the time frame from 10 days to 5, as long as they wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days. The time for people exposed to the virus to quarantine was also cut to 5 days if they are vaccinated and often won't have to quarantine if they are boosted. The CDC saying in a statement that the move follows what they know about the virus, that transmission is most likely to occur early in the course of the infection. Flights continue to be canceled nationwide as COVID cases surge. FlightAware reporting more than 2,500 flights were canceled on Monday, with 1,000 of them being within or into and out of the United States. USA Radio News. The White House announcing President Biden signed the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. A week of mourning begins after a human rights activist in South Africa passed away.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize-winning archbishop and modern-day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Gallup poll is reporting Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is topping the list of job approval ratings among 11 U.S. leaders. 60% approve of the job Roberts is doing. Only two other leaders were favored over 50%, as Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell came in at 53%. And one of the top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, gained 52% of the vote. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about police, or at least one officer, actually speaking out and advocating civil disobedience from the populace here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. And I mentioned this, I did a brief summary of this on another show earlier, or I guess later last week, but we're digging into it deeper now. And again, the full story is over at freekeene.com. It's about a police lieutenant. So this isn't, you know, your typical grunt. He's a mid-level...
He's a mid-level grunt.
Right. And, you know, Jason Short and I go back a long ways as far as I've been in this town for, you know, 16 years, and I've done a lot of activism. I've done a lot of cop block. I've done a lot of recording of the police. I've confronted Jason Short on a number of occasions for his bad behavior. He was actually outside of the DEA raid back in 2014, the DEA did 200-plus simultaneous raids all across the country of different head shops and other cannabis-related
places. Oh, that's right. They hit Corner News or something, didn't they?
No, I don't think they hit Corner News. No, okay.
But it was right across the street, right?
Yeah, right across the street, the place that's right next door to the local burger, which was empty for years after it. And only just now there's like a bridal place that just opened up there. But it has been empty since the DEA raid. It was empty for half a decade after that. And they went into this store that had been around for years that actually used to be in a different town, and it was so successful they moved it to Main Street in Keene to pay, you know, Main Street rent, right? Like, it's not cheap to rent these places on Main Street. And it was doing very, very well. You know, they employed people. They had over $100,000 in inventory that was stolen by the DEA. They came in there, and they used the excuse that, oh, well, you were selling synthetic drugs like K2 and spice. Remember those things?
Which are all legal, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the argument, and I don't remember what their actual legal claims were in the particular case, but they had sent some undercover in and had asked if
they love doing that.
Yeah, the undercover had asked if he would, you know, if they'd sell him a bong or something like that, and they didn't do the right. Whoever the staff member was didn't do the right thing, the legal thing, to where you're not supposed to sell somebody a water pipe if they call it a bong, right?
I thought that you said like, oh, somebody asked if they could buy weed from a person working there, and they said yeah, they could sell them weed. I didn't know if they used the word bong instead of water pipe.
I'm pretty sure it was one of those kind of things. But it's been a while since I've heard the details about it.
See, I figured it would have at least been something worse than that. Like, hey, man, I need a new pipe to smoke some weed out of.
Yeah. It might have been something like that.
To smoke some marijuana.
It could have been something like that, too.
In which case, hopefully any employee at one of these places would be smart enough to be like, yeah, no, this is for tobacco, officer.
Yeah, sometimes they actually get mad about it. Like, nope.
Usually you're just supposed to kick the person out of the store. Sorry, you know, we can't sell to you.
Which is stupid, because you're not selling them drugs, you're just selling them a thing.
It is stupid.
But apparently you can get them raided.
If I go into a gas station to buy a lighter and I tell them, oh yeah, I'm fixing to go light up a big fat bowl, that's not illegal for them.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Well, the head shops have been targeted by government gangs, state level, federal level, for a long time. Anyway, the reason I brought it up was because they were raiding this business at the time, and we caught wind of it, right? Because there's liberty activists here in town, and the DEA is raiding a Main Street business. We're going to hear about it.
Absolutely.
And so we went down there with video cameras, me and a few of the other activists, including then Rich Paul. Now we know him as Nobody. And Rich gave him a good mouthing, too. It was really entertaining.
I bet he did.
Some really, really is. It's amazing footage, because of the 200 raids that happened simultaneously on that day all across the country, there was no other footage of any of it. No one else bothered to pull out a video camera and record these thugs destroying somebody's business in every other town, every other city of America. I looked later. I'm like, all right, there's got to be somebody else must have gotten footage of one of these other raids that went on. And I looked, and the only thing I could find was like a news company, one of the TV news stations, shows up 10 hours later to do a, you know, package throw.
But not
right?
a civilian journalist.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't even footage. It was just some news guy standing out in front of the business like, earlier today, Jim, the DEA was inside this head shop behind me. One of those kind of
shots. That
probably
would have been a good story if you were there while it was happening.
Yeah, but that's your typical kind of news thing. Anyway, so at the end of this whole thing, Jason Short comes out of the Keene police was standing guard, basically. And
it's what they did at the last raid here in Keene as well.
The raid of our houses.
Yeah.
And the
just
studio.
Just being the bitches of the federal goons.
And Short was actually out in front of our house threatening our friends Chris and Bob in that particular case. So as of March, he was being your typical goon enforcer
program
for the federal government. Yeah. And he acts like whenever he's doing that kind of thing, he has no humanity about him. He's just kind of got this vacant look in his eyes, and he literally looks like an automaton.
Yeah, he's a program.
He looks like a robot. He looks like somebody who's just mindlessly enforcing things, which is why it was such a pleasant surprise to hear that Jason actually does have thoughts of his own.
And he can't escape that robotic training. That's good news. I mean, that's a step in the right direction. Don't cast it off entirely.
Right. And, I mean, I'm not that optimistic about it, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction, like you said.
It is.
So, but I confronted him as he was coming out of the store that the feds were raiding. I confronted him about it. And I treat him different. I treat the Keene police different than I treat the DEA. With the DEA, it was like, DEA, go away. You guys suck. F you. Get out of here. We weren't kind to them in any way.
Well, you're never going to see them again.
Right.
But Keene PD, you're going to see them again the next day.
Correct.
And it's not the best idea to have them go, oh, yeah, you got a busted taillight. I'm punishing you for what happened yesterday.
Right. We live with these people. They're our neighbors. We have relationships with them. And so I, you know, kindly shamed Jason for his involvement in this and walked with him as he was walking to his police cruiser. And I said to him something to the effect of, you know, doesn't it seem wrong to destroy a local business like this, a productive local business, a local employer like this, to destroy their business? And he said his response back was essentially, what is it? I had an actual quote here.
I don't make the laws, I just enforce them, something like that.
I was going to get you the actual quote. He said something to the effect
of, just doing my job.
I can't tell you how I feel. Or it doesn't matter. I said, like, it doesn't matter how I feel.
What I feel don't matter.
That's what he said.
And yeah, he said, when people say that, it don't matter.
And so I said, well, actually, yeah, it does. That's why I asked you. You know, if I didn't want to know how you felt, then I wouldn't have asked you.
Why would you take a job where it doesn't matter how you feel about doing that job?
Yeah.
That sounds like a miserable existence.
Yeah, and that was interesting because now technically he was on duty, and so maybe the rules are different, but it's always been my experience. Every time I've talked to a cop, on or off duty, they generally do not want to tell you how they feel about the law. They don't want to go on the record about it. And maybe that's because they're worried that the higher-ups are going to punish them somehow for speaking. In this case, he did go on the record. He went on Facebook. He spoke out against the mask mandates. And he got a lot of S from people in the community, those people that believe that police must be automatons and must not question things and must not speak out against laws. They're the ones who are against him. But what was interesting was that the police chief did not go against him in this particular case. So kudos to Jason Short. For at least in this case, doing the right thing. I'm glad to see it, and I think it's important to encourage these guys when they do the right thing, just as much as it is to discourage them and point it out, like, hey, you're hurting somebody here, you're hurting a peaceful person, stop doing that when they're hurting peaceful people. Let them, make them aware of it and tell them that it's wrong, just like shaming a bad dog.
Yeah.
So.
Well, in general, I mean, at least with dogs, rewarding good behavior is much better than, you know, shaming bad behavior. So, hey, yeah. Jason Short, good on you, man. Let's see some more of this. Great job.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe he will encourage others to do the same thing. You know, it's sort of related. When we first moved here back in, like, 2006, we did a ride-along with police then-Lieutenant Maxfield, and he spoke on a lot of issues. He's against the war on drugs, in favor of gun rights, and we did, like, a long ride-along video with him, which is very, very interesting. And you know what they did after that? They canceled the ride-along. No one else could ever do a ride-along again in Keene, New Hampshire, after we did one. And it was really interesting. You can find that on YouTube still.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live phones open? If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if you want to comment on police civil disobedience, police themselves encouraging civil disobedience, participating in civil disobedence, you know?
Here in Kane,
man. I guess it had to happen here first.
I wonder what, like, the real hardcore cop lovers think about that. Is that a plus or a minus to them?
Oh, I can't imagine they like it very much. But that's an interesting question. Maybe some of them would see it differently now that they might actually disagree with the law for once. Because there are definitely people out there who would previously have identified themselves as law and order conservatives who have found themselves seriously disagreeing with things like the mask mandates, and many of them choosing to actually disobey them. So, and then at the same time, they are having a tough time processing it because at the same time, they still love the police, and plenty of the police are doing exactly what they're told. Like the
Wasn't there a woman who was arrested at one of these protests or something, and she ended up, as she was coming out of the jail, thanking the police for their service or something like that?
You saw that happen, right?
I saw that happen with my own eyes and ears.
Yeah.
Insane.
And then further, this woman
for saying amen.
She actually further instructed the other people at the jail to vacate the premises.
Yeah, we were all at the public entrance of the jail where you're allowed to wait for somebody to come out. There was like 40 people in there.
And y'all were waiting for several people who were arrested, not just this one woman. There were other people.
And her and like two other people got released. And then she said, everybody, you guys, first of all, they kept sending backup. Like they had like more than 10 cops outside with their guns and cars and stuff just watching us to make sure nothing happened when they're the freaking aggressors and we were just there to film.
What did they think you were going to do? Try to raid the jail?
No, I guess so. But all we were doing was filming and, you know, letting them know what we thought about what they were doing. And they sent like 10 extra cops that were outside. And then when this woman gets out with the other three people, there were still like six more inside, I think. She says, everybody needs to leave because you guys are making it to where it's making it take longer for everyone else to get out. And immediately, I didn't think she, I mean,
it's
you don't think that
she's
she
not
wasn't
lying.
But immediately I was like, yes, somebody lied to her
Correct.
And said that to her to try to get everyone to leave.
Yeah.
So everybody left except like me and another person that we know. And we stayed there filming the cops talking until it just took a long time and my ride wanted to leave.
So, yeah, that's an example of somebody actually still believing in the system even while it is abusing them. And this is a situation that has confronted many a conservative over the last 2 years of this COVID nonsense that's been going on. And I've seen it also out in front of the governor's house at some of the protests that we went to in front of Kristi Noem, the governor of New Hampshire. There was a group of people there, sometimes as strong as 70-plus people in front of his house. But a lot of the people seem to feel, I don't know what the right word is.
I was there one time when a woman said, screaming at the governor's house, we want law and order. That's what she was telling the governor she wanted.
Right, as there are literally five police cruisers in his driveway and another three cruisers parked around. There were a dozen cruisers in this little cul-de-sac, basically, to protect this man from these peaceful protesters.
He was never under threat. He cried about that a lot on Twitter, but no one ever issued any sort of threat.
No, otherwise they would have arrested the person for threatening him, but that never happened. But the attitude of a lot of these people was that, oh, these poor officers, they're just being abused by the governor. They shouldn't be doing these things, but they were. They weren't, like, defecting. They weren't refusing to obey.
And this goes back to something that I started to argue with David from New Mexico, a caller, about the other day when he said something about an illegal law. And I was like, what's an illegal law? Hmm. And he was like, it's a law that's illegal. It's unconstitutional. That's where they get this. They feel bad for the cops while the cops are abusing them thing.
Yeah.
It's because they think the governor made an illegal law. I honestly feel like there isn't such thing as an illegal law if the law is being, if it's effectively happening. You know what I mean?
Well,
they break all the laws. Every single law would be illegal.
This is the terminology is interesting because on one hand, laws that are found ultimately to be unconstitutional by a court were passed through a legal process. So the lawmakers, the legislators who pass things that are unconstitutional are doing it legally. So from that aspect, it's a legal law. But then later, if somebody gets arrested under that law and then they challenge it and then they get it overturned by the Supreme Court, that makes it an illegal law at that point. So it was.
But it's also not a law anymore at that point. It's once the Supreme Court says, hey, this is unconstitutional, it's immediately nullified, isn't it?
It is not necessarily taken off the books, though. It's just...
Okay, so it's still written down somewhere.
As I understand it, that's how it works. I don't think there's like an automatic process to where if the Supreme Court overturns a thing...
But that's how they get around it in their crazy way of thinking. Like, I saw a woman after those people got arrested for no reason, one woman getting arrested for saying the word amen, there was a woman at the next protest of that group holding a sign that said, shame on you, Sununu, for weaponizing our state police.
Right. Yeah, the idea
is... It sucks when you're on the receiving end of that, doesn't it, lady?
And the idea, and the idea of it is these police are automatons, right?
It must be so frustrating and so scary for these people, though, who for their entire lives, the entire police system has existed to protect them
in their mind
and their worldview,
yeah,
at the exclusion of everyone else. Doesn't matter how many George Floyds get killed, because that little old white lady, she's never going to get harmed by the police.
Yeah.
So, but suddenly, the police that people have been complaining about her entire life, suddenly now she's on the receiving end of that. Poor people, man.
It's hard for them to process it. They don't. It's cognitive dissonance is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, whenever somebody has a deeply held belief system and they're presented with evidence that contradicts their belief system, they ignore that evidence. And they, oh, no, it couldn't be the officer's
fault. It's just an illegal law.
Right. Oh, it's the Sununu. It's all Sununu's fault.
But the officers are now enforcing the illegal law.
Yes,
right?
But they have to, because they have to enforce all laws. They have to do exactly what they're told, because they're automatons and they can't think for themselves.
See, that's why I'm wondering, would a cop lover like that Jason Short came out with his own opinions or not?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Presumably not.
Well, that's the thing.
But then again, they love cops. Shouldn't they love that he's exercising his freedom?
She's making a really good point here. Like, it puts them in a really awkward position of saying, oh, well, I love the police, but I only love them when they mindlessly enforce the law, I don't agree with the law.
With all of the cognitive dissonance and all of the mental gymnastics, I don't think they'd have any problem saying that. I love the police when they don't think. They're just supposed to enforce all the laws regardless of whether or not they're against them.
By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, might be a good time to do it, as Bitcoin's floating at around 50,300 and change right now.
It's better than it was a week ago, I think.
Yeah,
if I recall correctly.
40, high 40s, I think. So
not that it means much to me at the moment.
If you want to go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll learn about the basics. That's where you got to start, because there's some new concepts that are involved here. There's a bit of a learning curve. There's some important ideas that you got to get a hold of to really understand why Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash are so important. Just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. Now, if you are not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those as well. Over at news.bitcoin.com, every single day there's fresh stories and perspectives put up there for you to enjoy over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones here. I believe we've got Sarah on the line. Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I just want to let you know that we're going to be getting 10 more transit security officers here. So that brings the security officers to 40 officers.
Well, speaking of a police lover, we were just talking
about... What is a transit security officer? Sorry.
That's a cop on a bus.
Oh, okay.
Or a train or something like that. So,
well, you got to do something about all of those smokers smoking in non-smoking places, right?
What do you think, Sarah, about the police choosing to enforce the laws that they agree with versus disagree with? But do you think the police should be able to make choices like that?
Well, you know, I agree with them enforcing the smoking laws and rubbing up on women. They do that a lot. And they
and rubbing up on women? Is that what you said?
You agree with
them? Yeah, they
them?
Rub up on women. I've sat on the bus. They reached over and...
Cops did this?
Rubbed on, no, some scumbag.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But that didn't answer my question, Sarah. I was asking you whether you think the police should be able to make the choice about which laws to enforce. So we'll let you continue to mull that over here as we bring you back into hour number two. More with Tommy Sarah on the line with us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind as well. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.